Mark chapter 15. And immediately in the morning, the chief priests with the elders and scribes and the whole council, all the great mighty people of Israel, they made their decision. That was to kill the king of Israel, Jesus, the Son of God. And they bound Jesus and took him away and delivered him up to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answering said to him, "So you say." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many accusations they make against you." But Jesus made no answer, so that Pilate marveled. Now, when you're falsely accused, you did this, you did that. We all naturally, everything that's in us wants to say, "No, I didn't," and to answer it. But Jesus didn't. He said nothing. And it was his silence that amazed people like Pilate and the Jewish leaders. And so Jesus had human nature. So he was tempted to speak out when he felt falsely accused, and yet he didn't. He controlled his words, his tongue. He's really a great example to us. And so it's because he was human and had our human nature that we're able to take encouragement from him. Now, at the feast, Pilate used to release one prisoner to them, whoever the Jews requested, and among the rebels in prison who'd committed murder in a riot, there was a man called Barabbas, and the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did. Pilate replied, "Would you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that because of envy the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd that instead he should release Barabbas. And Pilate again answered and said to them, "What then shall I do to him whom you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they cried out even louder, "Crucify him." So it's like when people are wrong and you ask them for a reason for what they're doing, they just shout even louder. Now, Pilate didn't really have a conscience normally. He just killed people, tortured people, just as he fancied. But even he saw there was something different about Jesus and he couldn't understand it. Just shows the power of Jesus to touch even people like Pilate, who apparently had no conscience. Pilate, wanting to calm the crowd, released to them Barabbas and delivered Jesus when he'd whipped him to be crucified. And some men died under that whipping. So Jesus would have had his back all ripped to pieces and blood everywhere. The soldiers then led Jesus away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed Jesus in a purple cloak and twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on him. So then they dressed him up like he was a king, because they were mocking the fact he was called the King of the Jews. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they hit his head with a rod and spat on him and kneeled down pretending to pay homage to him. Respect. When they'd mocked him, they took off the purple cloak and dressed him in his own clothes, and they led him out to crucify him. Now the crown of thorns was on his head, and they hit him on the head with a rod to make it go further down onto his scalp. That's the skin where your hair comes out of. And it's very sensitive there, and it's very easily pierced. And if it is pierced, well, just right on top of your head. If it is pierced, then lots of blood flows out. So Jesus would have been covered in blood. And so he really was the lamb that was suffering to take away our sins. So they led Jesus out to crucify him, and they forced a passerby to carry his cross, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the countryside, the father of Alexander and Rufus. And they brought Jesus, or carried Jesus, to the place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull. So then Jesus starts off carrying his own cross. Then he needs Simon to help him. And in the end, they carry Jesus. He fainted. He fell over. Couldn't carry his own cross. So when he asks us to pick up his cross and follow him, he actually wasn't strong enough to carry his own cross. And that's a bit of comfort to us when we think that it's just too hard. Well, Jesus also couldn't actually carry his own cross. And they offered Jesus wine mixed with myrrh, but he didn't accept it. And I think that was to take away the pain, but he didn't want the pain taken away.
Pain.
It hurt him. He wanted to completely know how we feel. So they crucify him. They parted his garments among themselves, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. Who's going to get the sandals? Who's going to get his coat? And it was the third hour when they crucified him, and the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right hand and one on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, "And he was numbered with the transgressors, the sinners." And those who passed by laughed at him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ha, you that would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way the chief priests mocked him and the scribes, saying, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross, so we may see and believe." And I think for just a half second, Jesus might have thought, "Okay, I'll come down from the cross, and then they will believe." But he knew that belief, that faith, is not based on what you see. As we read in Hebrews chapter 11, faith is not based upon what you see right in front of your eyes. And he knew that. And so he was strong against that temptation, which of course would have got him out of suffering himself. And those who were crucified with him ridiculed him. When the sixth hour had come, this is 3 hours after he'd been crucified, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. So how many hours was Jesus on the cross? He was crucified at the third hour, and he died at the ninth hour. So he was how many hours on the cross? Three.
Six.
Good, Daniel. So he was 6 hours on the cross. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Now, the fact Jesus calls God, my God, and the fact he didn't understand exactly what was going on, and he felt God had forsaken him, although God hadn't, all this shows that Jesus really had our nature, and he was not God himself. And some of those who stood by, when they heard it, said, "Look, he calls Elijah." So when he said, "Eloi, Eloi," which means "my God," because he had had his teeth knocked out by those horrible soldiers, they mistook the Eloi as meaning Elijah. So one ran and, filling a sponge full of vinegar, put it on a rod and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Leave him alone, let's see if Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus cried with a loud voice and breathed his last. And the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom, which meant that God did it. And of course that meant that the way into the most holy place was now open for everybody to see and to enter in because of the death of Jesus. And when the centurion who stood facing Jesus saw how he breathed his last breath, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." When he saw the self-control of Jesus, he realized this man really was the Son of God. And there were also women watching from far off, among whom were both Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the Less and of Joses, and Salome, who, when he was in Galilee, had also followed him and ministered to him, and many other women that had also come with him up to Jerusalem. When evening had come, because it was Ration Day, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a counsellor of honourable rank who also was looking for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Now, the body was only given to close relatives, so Joseph is now coming out in the open. And although he'd been on the council who'd condemned Jesus to death, he now comes out openly, unashamed, just as we should, not ashamed of Jesus, and says, "Can I have the body?" Pilate wondered if Jesus was already dead, if he died so quickly, and so he called the centurion. He asked him whether Jesus was already dead. When it was confirmed by the centurion, he granted the corpse, that's the body, to Joseph, and Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking Jesus down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, like a big sheet, and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. and he rolled a stone over the entrance of the tomb, and Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph observed where Jesus was laid. Well, I can't wait to get to the next chapter, which is the resurrection of Jesus.